Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." When we bought our house, it came with an orange tree. I was pretty excited. However, it didn't take long before my dream of freshly squeezed orange juice at breakfast was shattered. The tree wasn't producing fruit, so I cut it down. The Pharisees and Sadducees who had come to John thought that because of their heritage, they were all good with God. Sometimes people today think that because their parents went to church, or they themselves used to attend church, or they stepped foot into a church at some point in their lives, they're all good with God too. But John's words of warning should give all our hearts a gut check moment. Are you ready? If you had to meet your Maker, do you think you'd be all good with Him? Your readiness doesn't depend on what your parents believe or whether you went to church at some point. Your readiness depends on your heart. Please understand that I'm only saying this to you because I care about you and don't want you to be unprepared. So if you were to die tonight and God asked you why He should let you into heaven, what your parents believed won't matter for you. But this is what will. God has given an incredible gift. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who was cut down on His cross and paid for your sins and mine. So when that time of death comes and God asks you why He should let you into heaven, you can say with confidence, "Jesus has paid for me." Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus, who has paid for all my sins. Turn my heart to you today and every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.